Settle down. You're in the right place. It's Freight Train Boogie Show number 93. Bill Freighter with you. Thought I'd throw you a little curveball there in honor of the San Francisco Giants. Well, not really, but it is a curveball. It's a different instrumental. It's by a guitar and steel duo named John Munnerlin and Lee Jeffries. Johnny has the keys. The album's called Guitars in Perspective. I think it came out in 2009. All instrumental. Tasty stuff. Just to kind of throw you off and get some twangy stuff in there. Gonna feature the new CD by the Rizdales called How the Marriage Ended. It's all divorce and breakup songs. Great stuff. Freight Train Boogie website is all about new indie releases, mostly things I get in the mail. You can send me something at P.O. Box 4262, Santa Rosa, California, 95402. It's all about promoting Americana music, getting it to your ears. Let's hear something from the Rizdales. This is My New Wife's Kids, Freight Train Boogie.
Look, Ma, I'm married again. First time in a while, I found a pretty girl who loves me. Her second time down the aisle, her ex abandoned the family. She has two boys and one girl. I guess that makes you a grandma. Now I understand, Ma, when people say children can change your whole world. My new wife's kids are killing me. It's plain to see that I've been trying. They are messing up my house, wrecking my stuff, shouting and crying. They're ruling my life, and they're calling my wife. It's Saturday night, and I'm out on the town. No obligations, not until it's my round. I'll be wrecked Sunday morning, but I'll be up at the dawn, taking those orders from non-paying boarders while they're in bed with the TV on. My new wife's kids are killing me. It's plain to see that I've been trying. They are messing up my house, wrecking my stuff, shouting and crying. They're ruling my life, and they're calling my wife. Well, I need a vacation. I've got to get away, though I can't afford it. I'm going on a holiday. Up my house, wrecking my stuff, shouting and crying. They're robbing me blind, and they're not even mine. My wife's kids are killing me. It's plain to see that I've been trying. They are messing up my house, wrecking my stuff, shouting and crying. Thank you.
She walked in the shadows of the trees, as soft as a spirit in the breeze. The sunlight in her hair was her crown, and the song she sang was goodbye, goodnight lane, and the sorrow in her eye was the color of the sky, and the pen on paper fell as cold as a hammer on a bell. Remember what we had was her command, that flowed from her heart to her hand. And the days flowed by like honey down a hill, somewhere far from Goodnight Lane, someone's thinking of you still. A streetlight swaying in a blue sky, the children playing under clouds. In time, the future was written on the wall, but a promise is a promise, that's all. And the song she sang was goodbye, goodnight lane, and the sorrow in her eye was the color of the sky, and the word she said turned the twilight.
Why not you, not you, I heard, jealousy would kill me. people in the city, in the stations, in the bars, the people on the platforms waiting on the subway cars. They don't know nothing about the old time country stars. So what about Wilf Carter? And how about Hank Snow on the Grand Ole Opry radio show? It all went to rock and roll a long time ago. I'd like to talk to Bill Shakespeare, ask him to write us up a play, and write it in the golden style of the olden day. Then cast us in the leading roles and give us plenty to say to the people in the city, in the stations, in the bars, the people on the platform waiting on the subway cars, who don't know nothing about the old time country stars. If you don't know nothing about the old time country stars, well, here's a little something from the old time country stars.
Country stars from a man named John Connolly. The album's entitled The Wind. We heard from Jeff and Vida, another one of those couples, Jealousy, from an album called Selma Chalk. Colin Gilmore, son of Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Goodnight Lane. Album came out earlier this year. I just got my hands on a copy of it. Thanks, Colin, for sending it my way. The title track is, matter of fact, what that is, Goodnight Lane. All right. And the Risdales. Did I mention they're a husband and wife from Canada? And it's an album of all divorce and breakup and get together songs. We heard My New Wife's Kids from the Risdales. They are Tara and Tom Dunphy. It's their fifth album, as a matter of fact. Let's move on with a lady with her first album, I believe. Her name is Abby Owens. It's a six-song EP produced by Jason Isbell, who was with the Drive-By Truckers for a while and has a nice solo career going. Good stuff. The EP is called Indian Town, and let's hear the title track on the Freight Train Boogie.
I remember when we were kids, we'd go running through the grove. We were chasing fireflies, not knowing that we'd get old. And I everything, and I know that it makes me on big machines, packing oranges till the sun went down. and chasing those honeybees. And I remember everything, and I know that it makes me tells me that we were born at home there beneath the orange trees. We all wait in vegetable scale. It's a story that most don't believe. And I remember everything, and I know that it makes me, 'cause I remember everything, and I know that it makes me. I got a new credit card just in case times are hard. 3.9, how could I refuse? Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Put it on my new credit card. I had to charge the car repair, so I ran a tab at the bar to drink away my cares. When I'm a short on cash, why do without? I whip out my plastic stash. Another new credit card, a brand new car in my front yard. Zero down opportunity, knock, knock, knocking on the door for me. How about another new credit card? Turn my blue collar to gold. I've got buying power in my billfold. Deeper and deeper in debt, a balance transfer, and never mind the fine print or what's between the lines. Never mind the fine print. Where do I sign? Another new credit card just in case times are hard. 3.9, how could I refuse? Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Put it on my new credit card. Tonight, I'll apply for a new credit card. Thank you.
that's what we do to friends, and that's what I am. So as soon as it starts, I stop you falling apart. When you come unglued, I know what to do to take care of your heart. And I'll tell you again, it's hard to find a husband in your world of married men. And you lack surprise, and then I'll dry your eyes again. You're never gonna find a man to put a ring upon your hand where there's a wedding band. You'll be alone again in your world of married men. I'm driving you home again, 'cause that's how this story ends. Every time you were new blood to the sharks, such an easy mark. Once they've had a taste, they leave you to waste in some club after dark. And I'll tell you again, it's hard to find a husband in your world of married men. You lack surprise, and then I'll dry your eyes again. You're never gonna find a man to put a ring upon your hand where there's a wedding band. You'll be alone again in your world of married men. Is it so hard to see the contract you want? You could have it with me, and maybe you would learn to love me someday. Surprised, and then I'll dry your eyes again. You're never gonna find a man to put a ring upon your hand where there's a wedding band. You'll be alone again in your world of married men.
More good stuff from the Rizdales on the Freight Train Boogie. Their album's called How the Marriage Ended. One quote from I Magazine said, in case you didn't get the memo, they're the best country act in North America. And Third Coast Music, John Conquest said, they're better than the group voted best country band by Austin Chronicle readers. We heard Hard to Find a Husband from the Rizdales. Also, 6 Day Bender, a band out of Charlottesville, Virginia, doing Down the Line. US 32, funny song about credit cards, and Abby Owens start off that set of music. Let's move on. It's getting close to Veterans Day, and Nell Robinson's a Berkeley singer-songwriter who does some nice cover stuff, too. Her album's called Luongo. This is an old Monroe Brothers tune, Bill and Charlie Monroe, about forgotten soldier boy. And I mention this because she's doing a benefit for some of the soldiers who are coming back. They're just not getting treated too well by the Veterans Administration. Maybe you knew that. So she's doing a benefit for some of the veterans. Anyway, this is Nell Robinson, Forgotten Soldier Boy, on the Freight Train Boogie.
say you live to make me smile, Noreen. I've seen that you are maybe not quite what you seem. You live to lie to me, Noreen. You say you live to make me smile, Noreen. I've seen that you are maybe not quite what you seem. You live to lie to me, Noreen.
Sitting back at home, drinking by myself. Jenny's coming by around 2:45. All night long, we put it on the shelf, yeah. 'Cause you know it's by design to take a little piece of my heart. Yeah, you know. With her, I'm blaming it on the weather. Back door's busted, back at Jenny's place. I said, that's alright, my front door works real good. All night. To take a little piece of my heart. Yeah, you know it gets around. Call them right back to the start. With her, I blame it on the weather. Just a little at best.
Up, even if we're out all night. Mama said shut up and start acting right. But take me to the liquor store and give me a line. But don't get excited and pick up your head. But take your mama to her bed. Shift was the time she worked. She drank coffee at night and drank liquor in the morning. And when we woke up, she'd tell us how she's feeling. Mama said, shut up and start acting right. Take me to the liquor store and give me a light. Don't get excited and pick up your head. Take your mama to her bed. Daddy promised Mama his sweet romance. When Mama woke up, my daddy was gone, and she never saw him again. But Mama said, shut up and start acting right. Take me to the liquor store and give me a line. Don't get excited and pick up your head. Take your mama to her bed. Take your mama to her bed. Take your mama to her bed.
Off they go. That is a band out of Colorado called the Lawn Chair Kings. And Mama, she carried a heavy, heavy load. Also, we heard from DeSoto Russ doing something called Weather. Their album's called Highway Gothic. I think that's been out a few months. Earl Pickens and Family doing Noreen, You Live to Lie to Me. I don't write the titles of these songs, by the way. Kind of weird, though, huh? Gathering is the name of the album from Earl Pickens and Family and Nell Robinson in there also. I'm Bill Frater. Time for me to head down the tracks. Leave you with one more from the Rizdales, How the Marriage Ended. This one features Tara Dunphy. You get the feeling these guys know a little bit about divorce. For a married couple who's put out 5 albums, you'd think, well, they're happily married. How would they know about that stuff? Anyway, good stuff. Take care of each other. We'll do it again next week on the Freight Train. Okay.
It turns out it was mostly your shirt. A pearl snap button, white satin affair, hung on the shoulders of a jerk. The first thing that I noticed were the red embroidered roses, not your self-important poses. So I smiled. When you smiled back, I bought a couple beers and we sat down for a while. It's not too little, too late. Not too much, too soon. I don't have too much on my plate. And the rose ain't lost its bloom. What I need to tell you, when no pretty words will do, don't take it any other way. What I mean to say is it's not me, it's you. I ordered another couple drinks, 'cause I got tired of the wait. So I figured that you would reciprocate. But I had to grab my purse, and then things went from bad to worse when they passed around the tip jug for the band. I fiver and not one lousy dollar left your hand. And it's not too little too late, not too much too soon. I don't have too much on my plate, and the rose ain't lost its bloom. What I need to tell you, and no pretty words will do, don't take it any other way. What I mean to say is it's not me, it's you. It dawned on me that honesty had never seen a better place or time. And it's not too little too late, not too much too soon. I don't have too much on my plate, and the rose ain't lost its bloom. What I need to tell you, and no pretty words will do, don't take it any other way. What I mean to say is it's not me, it's you.